and I invented another method where you divided this arrangement of 56 dipoles into 7 banks of 8, which were vertically, or nearly vertically, up the face of the 240-foot wooden tower. This, in principle, would only have covered about half the angular range, so that we arranged these 7 banks of dipoles such that they could all move, synchronize with one another physically, these things 20 or so feet long, over the range from 0 to 15. This was quite a big engineering job, but in light with the sort of enthusiasm and devotion which Polk had at that time of, I'm going to say day, year, in 1940, it was produced, it was designed for us by a firm of consulting engineers, Rendell Palmer and Tritton, who lived over 55 Broadway in London, and manufactured by the firm of Westwood, who lived on the Isle of Dogs. I'm sure they've long been overtaken by Canary Wharf and whatnot. And it was mechanically very substantial, but it was completed and erected in less than a year and put up at Ventnor on the Isle of Wight,